I thought, oh, a recorder's a pretty, you know, that's simple enough, isn't it? They play it in prime. Little did I know, it's easy to make a note, it's not easy to play well.
The first instrument you probably played at primary school was the recorder. This humble instrument sometimes gets a bad reputation for being daggy, out of tune, or just annoying. But a group of eager 50-something ladies is wanting to turn that around. Kathy Teakle leads a very special group each Friday.
Most of us started at U3A, but during COVID, they wouldn't let us play because we were playing, our breath was going into the air. And so we discovered this wonderful 50-plus center at the basement of the City Hall. And it's a lovely spot. I think it was probably fixed up when the City Hall was redone. We tend to play mainly Renaissance, but there are some wonderful current alive recorder composers. And some of their music is very quirky. And there's also some wonderful jazzy things that have been composed, arranged for a recorder. And they're so much fun.
She loves the history behind the recorder too.
I think Henry VIII had a whole collection of recorders, something like 80 recorders.
Of course he did. He loved to collect things.
I believe Dolmetsch found one on a train station. This, I believe, was in the early part of the 20th century. And I believe he took it home and decided that this was worth pursuing. And it was because of him, I believe, that the recorder sort of had a lovely renaissance. And that's where I believe it all started.
You might think most of the ladies would have played in primary school, but for Lindy, she hadn't owned a recorder until now.
I didn't ever pick up a recorder when I was at school. I picked it up first of all when I retired from actually being a primary school teacher. I had picked up many from the floor of my classroom.
Yep.
However, I picked it up to play only when I retired.
Oh, see, it's got a deeper resonance.
It's a treble recorder, so it's a little bit lower than the descant recorder, which you'd know from school. It's also not plastic. It's grenadilla, and therefore it has a more resonant sound. It's a hardwood, and it's one of the favoured ones for making good quality recorders. You get a beautiful tone out of the grenadilla ones. A little bit more expensive than the $10 school discount recorders.
Yes.
But definitely worth every dollar.
Fellow muso Colleen prefers to play a rather large recorder, one that is nearly as tall as she is.
This is a bass recorder. It's the lowest of the basic ensemble recorders. That there are bigger ones.
Yes.
Ones that are about 2 or 3 metres long.
A 3 metre long recorder.
Yes, not that we have them.
So the top of your recorder actually looks like the neck and mouth of a saxophone.
It's got this bent neck here so you can,
yes,
I can actually reach the keys. That's the lowest note on this recorder.
That almost sounds like a cello.
Let's say Bach cello suites.
Yes.
They have been played on this, and many very good players have actually recorded the cello suites on this.
The ladies don't just play together in a room. They've performed outside in an unusual place or two. One particular place has stayed with Kathy.
Some of us belong to other groups that perform in various places, but we have played in a stairwell at City Hall because the acoustic is so wonderful.
The way that the sound would resonate.
Yeah.
And the group have no plans on slowing down, rallying others to join their love of the humble recorder and to change its reputation once and for all.
It's fun to play with other people. I mean, it's a group thing for me and for a lot of people. There are solo recorder players and they're fantastic, but we aren't aiming for that. We're aiming to do something together. And there's a wealth of music that's still available from all ages, and there's just wonderful music. And it's so much fun to do.
Bye.
Bye.